Right? Let's bow our heads and ask for help there. Our gracious God and Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus and the finished work of Calvary. We thank thee for all of these children here. We pray that each one of them might come to know thee if they haven't already. But Lord Jesus, right now we would like to pray for Zoe Curran. Lord, her surgery is here in about 5 minutes, and we would just pray that thou wouldst guide the doctor's hands. Pray that it would be successful and everything that's needed would be taken care of there. Pray for blessing on that whole family. We ask for special help, Lord Jesus, for her and each one. We just give thee thanks for all thy goodness. We trust in thee. We ask a blessing. In thy precious and worthy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as there's a few more coming in, if you're coming in, you're not late. It's not 9:30 yet. But there are a few things on your chairs, and they're not there just to play with, but you're welcome to hold them. One of them we're going to use later, actually all of them. But if you don't have them, there's three things. There's a pencil, a little pad of paper, and a little thing like this, and we'll talk about what it is, okay? If somebody doesn't have them, there are, let me know, we'll get you one. Do you need one? No? And you will find in the back, the little kids that don't want to sit in the front, I understand, we'd love to have you up here, but maybe your parents can grab one of those things. They're on the back tables and over here, because we're going to use them later, and I think maybe I'd like to have some in the back rows. So, and if you're a young person, you're welcome to grab them as well, okay? They're in the back. Please grab them before 9:30, and it'll actually help, so. All right, so let's go ahead and start singing, and then as folks come in, they can continue to fill in the front row, yet there's room. Who has the first song they'd like to pick from? Okay, I'm going to explain this a little bit. Sometimes this gets confusing at conferences. And it's fine, you can pick any song in here. But if you take your hymn book and open it up like this, and then close it this way, and look at the backside, the big numbers, number 40 down through 47, you have seven to choose from. I don't know if we'll have time to sing seven, but you can pick one of those, or you can pick one that you just know from the little Sunday school book, okay? Who has one they'd like to pick? Okay, which one would you like? Number 41. Okay, let's sing 41. this is a good one.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory, glory.
Oh.
Okay, the rows are getting full up here, but I think we could take advantage of some of these seats back here too. So come on up if you'd like. There's a couple here, one here, a few more here. So come on up, there's more room. Who else has one to pick?
Number four?
Number 40.
40, perfect. Okay, how about we sing the first verse and the last verse in the chorus? That work? All right, number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Okay, very good. Aren't you glad that's true? Aren't you glad that's true? That I can say, and you can say, yes, Jesus loves me. You know, that's one of the most wonderful things. We hope that each one of you know and love the Lord Jesus. If you don't, there's still time, but we don't know how much. Okay, so if you're just walking in, you're not late. We started a little early, maybe getting close to being late, but come on up. There's still more room up here. We can start to fill in some of these rows. There's a chair over here. Would you like to sit in this chair? And I have some helpers here. They've volunteered, so I appreciate that. Could you guys make sure that everybody has the three things that were on the chairs? I've got some back here. You can... maybe you guys can help make sure that everybody gets everything. We don't want anybody left out. Okay, thank you. We just take the little box around and make sure that everybody has one of those. Okay, while they're doing that, let's sing another song. Who has another one? Yes. What is your name? Oh, that's okay. Which one would you like? Which one would you like to sing? Jesus loves the little children. All right. That is a very nice one. Okay. Let's sing Jesus loves the little children. Is that on here? I don't even know. Okay. I think we know that one. You all might know it better than I do, but
Jesus loves the little children.
All the children of the world.
Okay, wonderful. That is such a great way to start out. Talking about the love of the Lord Jesus. That's why we're here this morning, because we want you to know that love. We've been talking about that a lot already in the time we've been here. But you know, we're concerned. What does that mean? What does concerned mean? That's a big word. What does it mean? Anybody know? We're concerned. What if there was one boy or one girl who doesn't yet know the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus came? They'd be left. And we don't want that. We want all of these rows to be emptied. If the Lord Jesus were to come right now, we don't want anybody left sitting in their seat. You know, we just sang about the Lord Jesus' love. The Lord Jesus, how much does the Lord Jesus love us? Maybe a better question. How did the Lord Jesus show his love for us? You know, I like to ask questions.
By dying on the cross.
Yeah, he said, by dying on the cross, going to the cross. He loved us so much that he came willingly to die for you and me because we were sinners. And we'll talk about that more later, maybe. Okay? Okay, let's sing maybe another one or two. Which one would you like to sing?
47.
Okay. Number 47. Great.
Let's sing the first and the last verse. When he cometh,
to make God his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, which shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown.
Okay, very good. Let's see. Who else? Let's sing maybe one or two more. Okay. Which one would you like?
Number 41.
41. All right. Let's sing maybe the first and the last verse here.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing.
How many children do you think will be in heaven? Anybody got an idea?
Millions.
Millions, if not billions, right? We don't know. But the question is, will you be there? Will you be there? We'll talk about that. Will you be there? So important to understand. Because we'll talk about another place that you'll be if you're not in heaven. There's only two options. Maybe that's not a good word to use, but there's only two places. And you're going to spend forever, eternity, in one of those two places. We'll talk about that. Okay? All right. I said one or two. I think we went two, but let's go one more maybe. What's your name?
Liam.
What song would you like?
44.
44. Okay. Oh, this is about a little boy. Okay.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to tell you, and I'm going to actually tell you that what I want to talk about today is going to be review. Interesting how that happens. It's going to be review of things that you've heard multiple times so far at this conference. And we just sang, tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story. Let's see here. Repeat, or. You know, sometimes as kids, and even I still have words I don't know. But or, what does or mean? When we sing that, what does that mean? What does or?
Over and over.
Over and over. Let me ask you, how many times have you heard about the love of God? You probably can't even count the number, right? The love of God, who sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die at Calvary. You know, we heard the gospel beautifully given out last night. But we're going to talk about it again. And we could talk about it again and again. And for those of us who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, it brings joy to our heart. But again, our concern is that there might be one here who doesn't yet know the Lord Jesus. And we wanted to bring joy to your heart, to know him. Let's ask the Lord for his help, and then we'll say the verse. Our God and Father, we thank thee so much for this little Sunday school. This big Sunday school. We thank thee for each one of these children here this morning. Our God and Father, we pray that each one might come to know thy Son, the Lord Jesus as their very own personal Savior while there's yet time. Time is drawing to a close. We just pray, Lord Jesus, for thy special help today. We need thy help. We cry to thee. Pray for help for each of the children too. Pray that they would listen. They might have something simple that they might understand. We ask for thy blessing. We pray again for Zoe, and we pray for special help for her. The doctors, we are up to thee. We give thee thanks for all thy love. In thy precious and thy worthy name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, you know, in a setting like this, I would love to be able to give you each time to go through and say your verse. But I mentioned that I might say it together, and I heard a couple people kind of get excited. Sometimes it's hard to say your verse in front of people. But you know, I often say it's kind of scary when I look back there. But, you know, let's pretend it's just us up here, okay? So we're going to say the verse together. And I'll say it first. Sometimes that helps bring it back to our mind. I'll say the verse. Now you tell me. I hope I have the right verse here. It's in John. Does that sound right? We starting out in the right spot? John. Okay. Let's go to John. And then there's two of the same number. What's the same? What's the number that's... Yeah, what's the same? What's the number?
Three.
Three. Right? Two threes. Eight, three. Three. All right. So I'll tell you what it is. I think it's part of the verse. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay. So I would like for everyone in the front row to help me out. And anybody else that would like to say it along, they're welcome to as well. If there's kids back in the back rows, they're more than welcome to say it. I'll start you out and then you can say it. Except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. All right, let's try that a little bit louder. Except
the man be born again, born to the man not see the kingdom.
Excellent. Let's try it again, okay? We have time for three times. I don't think we have time for 45, but let's try it again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Excellent. Very good. All right. See, you got some extra practice. Right? Very good. Well, you know, as I thought a little bit about this, I was thinking, we talked about this kind of already. We read through. It was read last night. Brother Josh read this portion last night that I want to read again today. But I think we want to tell the story over and over. So I've got a question for you. How many of you, raise your hand if you know what your birthday is? Okay, let's see. If you don't, that's okay. Or what month it's in, maybe. You know, if you're like January, February, March, April, May. Okay, I see lots of hands up. Okay, and if you don't, that's okay. You have a little pencil and a pad of paper. And I want you to take it out and I'm going to kind of show you what I want you to put on there. So everybody get out their pad of paper. And you can use this later to take notes the rest of the day. You know, taking notes where I work, we highly encourage people to take notes. Because then you can look back at it and go over it, study it, make sure you know. Thank you, guys. Yeah, if anybody doesn't have one, get your hand way up high in the air and my helpers will get you one. Okay? Look in the back too, guys. There might be people's hands go up. So I want you to get out and your pad of paper and your pencil, and I want you to draw three lines. They don't have to be perfect. Just kind of put one, two, three. Okay? Open up your pad of paper and put three lines like that. One. Okay, I see them going. Two. Put three lines. Everybody see that? Okay. And you, the first one you might want to put down just a little bit because we're going to write something on, put something, not necessarily write, put something on each of these lines. Okay? Great. Everybody got that before we move on? Got them? Okay, good. So on the first line, you know, sometimes when you write something or you make a, you put it, have a paper at school or you need to put your name on it, right? You don't, if you don't put your name on it, we won't know whose it is. Okay, and this is just for you. You don't need to show anybody this, but go ahead and put your name on it, right? If you don't know how to spell your name, you can just put the first letter of it. I know the first letter of my name, so I'll put it like that, okay? You can put your whole name if you want to. You can just put, there's something called initials. You can put the first, you can put the last, or the first letter of your last name if you want to, okay? Everybody got that so far? Okay. All right, now the next part gets a little bit harder, but those of you who had your hand up, I put these together so you put these so you can kind of copy it maybe if you don't know how to spell it. These are the months of the year. Some of them are abbreviated. That means just shorten up so you don't have to write so much. And I don't know if you can see that even very well, but it says January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So go ahead and put, if you know the day, that's great, but go ahead and put the month if you think, like, so my, I'm in August, so I'm going to say A-U-G, okay? And then mine's 18, so I'll put it 18 there. You can do something like that, okay? Whatever your month is, if you're born in, I don't know, when are you born, Ezra? We're close. All right, August 3rd, all right. Anybody else? Let's see, when was your birthday? When's your birthday? January 30. Somebody over here. When's your birthday? Listen, you got your, do you know when your birthday is? November? Does that sound right? Okay, just write it. Write, oops, I don't have it on this one. N-O-V. Okay? Anybody else need help knowing how to write their month that they're born? Oh, got it? Great. Okay. All right. So everybody's got the month, maybe the date, okay? So, oh yeah, what? Which one? Oh, you need help looking at this one? What month are you born, do you know?
August.
August, oh, we're the same too. A-U-G, if you wanna put that one. And you can put that on line two. We're gonna fill all these lines up here, but go ahead and put that on line two. Okay, and then a U, and then a G. Perfect. Do you know what day it is or no? That's okay. Okay, that's good enough. All right. Okay, so let me ask you this. We'll put that right there for right now. Put it here if you need to copy it. Let me ask you this. How many birthdays, or put this down before I write on myself, but how many birthdays do most people have? You know, do you know anybody that has had, let's see, I don't know, 5,000 birthdays? You know anybody that's had 5,000 birthdays? No? What about 2,000? That's less than half. 2,000 birthdays? No? Me neither. How about 200? We'll cut it right down. 200? I mean, that's living right now. Yeah? Yeah, 200? You know somebody, wow. That's amazing. I don't know anybody that's had 200 birthdays, right? Do you? Oh, wow. You know, I think the most I know of is probably about 100. I know a lady, she's 100 years old. That's pretty old, but that's, guess what happened? She's not, she's still 100 and she's still alive, but I don't know anybody that's been 110. I know some people that were maybe 107, but eventually something happened. Something happened. And what happened? What happened? You know, I was just at a visitation for a man, not too long before we came here. And we know what a visitation is. Some of you do, some of you are there. But this man, I should know, but I don't even know exactly. Mr. Lemoyne could tell me, how old was Steve Thurston? Approximately, no. I don't know.
70.
Okay, around 70 somewhere maybe. So he had about 70 birthdays. 70 birthdays, he had that same number 70 times over. But you know what? I went to the visitation, and at the visitation, the family was standing there, and then I walked by, and I saw his body in a casket. He died. He died. But you know, that was just his body. That was just his body. Steve Thurston was not in that box. His body was there, but his spirit and his soul were not there. Now, why do you think there's nobody alive that lives to be 200 or 300? Why is it that people die? I think you know. Why is it that people die? Yes.
Is it sin?
That's right. That's right. Let's look at a verse in Romans. And it's okay if you can't find that, but you could, you know what? On page 2, you can take notes if you want to. You can put the verse down and maybe look it up later. How about that? Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. For that, somebody help me out here. I love to have help. For that, what?
All have sinned.
All have sinned. Death passed upon all men. That's why nobody's 2,000 years old today. Because death passed upon all men. For that, all have sinned. We're all sinners. You know? Steve Thurston, he's in heaven. He's with the Lord Jesus. Let me ask you this. Say it carefully. Does everybody that die go to heaven? Somebody help me out here. Everybody that die go to heaven?
If they're not saved, they go to hell.
That's right. Thank you. You know, it's sad. There's people that I work with, and you might hear this too. As you get older, you'll probably hear people say this. Most everybody in the back row has all heard people say this. Somebody died, and as far as I know, we're not believers, did not know the Lord Jesus. And their family, when I came to work, they'd say, they're in a better place. They're in a better place. You know how sad that is? That person that did not know the Lord Jesus, like you said, they were not in a better place. In fact, be in the lake of fire forever. Hell. You know, a lot of people don't like to talk about hell, but it's a very real thing, and it's important to understand. There's two places. You will be in one of two places. Heaven, where Steve Thurston just went to be, with the Lord Jesus. That's what makes heaven heaven. Because our Savior is there, the Lord Jesus. Or hell, where Satan and his angels be forever. Awful fire. Eternal death. You know, on the flip side, where the Lord Jesus is, eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, sin is an awful thing. When we came here to Idaho, we were shown a lot of kindness. We came early. We stayed at Mr. Allen, Ms. Joyce's for a couple days, a few days before we came here. And they were very kind to us. I had a lot of fun with Mr. Allen. He took me out, and some of the boys took us out, and he showed us the farms around here. Pretty neat. We don't farm like this back there where I'm from. We don't have all these things that go, you know, we have just the water that comes down that the Lord sends down. Okay. It was kind of neat to see, but you know, we went for a drive and we drove and we saw some different shops and some different fun things like that. And eventually we came to what I thought was interesting. And I might be saying this wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I heard we're almost to come to the end of the world, or the end of the earth, or something like that. And I thought that was interesting. Now I wonder why they said that. Well, we drove there, and then I realized there were no more fields. There was no more green from the things that went, right? It was rocks. It was lava that had flowed out, and it was all big rocks, porous rocks. And, you know, we were trying to kind of look for a way to get over there because we thought, oh, that'd be kind of neat to see. So we drove down a little road, and then we talked about something. And something that was all out in there in that area. Some of you that live around here, I'm sure you already know, but I wouldn't have known. What do you think was out in that area where it was all rocky, all kinds of rocks? It was very dry. There were lots of just kind of little weeds growing. What do you think was out there along with those rocks and those weeds? What do you think here?
Rattlesnakes.
Rattlesnakes. That's right. Now, you know, me and rattlesnakes wouldn't get along. I wouldn't even really care to see one, honestly. But maybe from way far away, I know there's some here that enjoy maybe catching them. I heard tales of that as well, and I thought that was interesting. But you know, what do rattlesnakes do? Why wouldn't you want to be around rattlesnakes? You don't just go pet them? No.
Because you get bit.
You get bit. And what happens when you get bit? What do they do? What happens?
They have venom and you can die.
Ooh. Yeah. Did you hear that? They have venom and you can die. That's right. Interesting. Any of you remember a story in the Bible? Something that had, where there was venom and a whole bunch of people died? That reminded me of that. When we went out there, wow, that must have been how it was. Thankfully, I didn't get bit. I didn't even see one. Yeah, you saw, I had your hand up. Where's a story in the Bible that talks about venom and a whole bunch of people dying?
The Israelites.
Oh, yeah. You know, do you remember that last night Mr. Josh read this as well? It's in the same chapter where our verse is. I'll just read the verse again here. We're going to run out. We got till 10:15, right? We're going to run out of time here. But let's read this verse real quick. Let's go back to John chapter 3. If you want to, you can write it on the next page. And it is, let's go to verse 14. It says, as Moses lifted up the serpent, that's what a snake is, right? In the wilderness, like you said, even so, here's a word that I want to talk about in three different places. And if you take nothing else away, here's a word, and I need somebody that can read. There's lots, all of you can probably read, but here's a big word, just written out big. It's actually pretty short, but here's a word. See, y'all can, oop, let me get my. Ezra, what's this big word?
Must.
Must. And that's, okay, we're reviewing again. What did Mr. Josh say? That must, it had a sense of something. Anybody remember? Ooh, now we're getting hard questions. Oh, wow. Do you know what the big word urgency means? It's very important, right? So our word here, we'll just kind of put this like this. I want to talk about three different places. And we'll just real quick. Here's the first one. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You know, these three musts, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, there's two of them that you can't do, and one of them that you must do. You know, and one of them, it's already been done. Even so, must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believeth, ooh, that's another review word. The B word, remember? Who is listening in Mr. Bruce's address. Remember, he stood up here and he talked about this same thing. Whosoever, that means whoever believeth in him. Now that's the important part. You can believe in a lot of things, but it's not, if it's not in the man Christ Jesus, it's nothing. In him should not perish. We talked about hell. If you don't accept the Lord Jesus, that's what it means. You're going to perish forever in the lake of fire. It's a very solemn thing. Whosoever believeth is not going to be there. They're going to have eternal life. Life everlasting. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever... Boy, we have these words over and over again. It must be important. If you want to, you can write that on your page. Whosoever, and then put this along with it, believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know, there's another must. That's one. The Son of Man, the Lord Jesus. We talked about that last night. God, you know, God wanted you. God wanted man to be with him. And in eternity past, which I've said before, we can't understand that. I can't understand that. There was a conversation that happened in heaven between the Father and the Son. And the question came up, who will go for us? Who will go for us? And the Son said, here am I. Send me. The Lord Jesus, the Son who would come down. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his Son, and the Son came willingly to die for you and for me. But just because he came to die doesn't mean that you're going to spend eternity with him. In fact, if you don't do what that word was, believe, you cannot be there because you still have your sins on you. Let's look at the other verse that was read last night in Acts. This is another must. You know what? Let's see if we can read this real quick, because I think this gives the sense of the urgency. Okay? And I'll just read it. You don't need to turn to it. Acts 16, verse 25 says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of sleep and seeing the prisoner's doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Here's a man who was supposed to be keeping them, and he was going to be killed because the doors opened and he thought the people got away. But no, they didn't. God made it so that they stayed there, because that Philippian jailer, he was going to come to know the man Christ Jesus. You know, here he said, what must I do to be saved? Here's the answer. Believe. There it is again. Through faith in Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You know, that's the thing that you must do if you want to spend eternity in heaven instead of in hell. The other thing that comes with that you cannot do is what's in our verse. go back to John 3, and it says, another must. Let's go down to verse 7. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. That's something you can't do, but if you believe that the Lord Jesus died for you, for your sins, the things that you've done that were not good, that were against God, and you've all done it, we've all done it, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you believe, the moment you believe, it's not you that's doing it. The Holy Spirit comes to indwell, live in you. You are born again, from above, born from above. And you know, our hope is that each one of you, I could go down the row and say your name, that this person and this person and this person all knows the Lord Jesus Christ is their Savior, that they have believed that the Lord Jesus died for you and you and you and you. If you haven't, we don't know how much time is left. But if you have, this is where this comes in. Go back to your paper, please. Get your pencil back out. We're going to run out of time here, so get your pencil back out here. And on the last line, you know, I don't know what day, the exact date of when I was born again, when I believed and the Holy Spirit came to indwell me, to live inside of me. But you know, I know, absolutely sure, that I belong to Christ. I belong to the Lord Jesus because he paid the price for my sin. And if you know that the Lord Jesus died for you, I'm going to show you something. This is kind of how I thought maybe we could represent it because it's hard to write big things out. You know, we all come into this world like this. And please, I don't mean to be irreverent here, but we all come in to be like this, into this world, right? We're all lost. We're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you know what? You cannot X that out. Go ahead and put a little sad face on your paper first. You cannot X that out if you do not know. Well, you can. You can physically, but just because you do that doesn't mean you belong to the Savior, the Lord Jesus. But I can say that that is not me anymore. If you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, we're going to put a smiley face here, okay? And again, I'd say this carefully, but you can, on that last line, you can put a smiley face like that. Because you know, the joy that goes along with knowing the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior is more than we can understand. We continue to learn things of what we have in Christ. We have so much. We have everything. We couldn't ask for more. If you have him, you may not understand that, and I don't understand very, very little of what I have. But, you know, we learn more and more. So if you know him, please put a circle. If you believe that the Lord Jesus died for you, please put a circle with a smiley face. Okay, we only have a couple minutes. We're going to have to move on here. And you also have something else there. It looks like this. And I hope everybody's kind of emptied out the ones in the back rows as well. If you haven't, feel free to grab them. It looks like this, okay? And I wanted to represent this just a little bit. This is like us before we believe. Does everybody have one? Everybody have one? Can you hold it up so I can see it? Make sure you have. You need one? There you go. Does anybody else need one? Anybody need one? Wave your hand at me because everybody's holding their hand up. Yeah? No? Do you need one? You got one? Thank you. Okay. So some of these are different colors, but they are lifeless. You know, I wanted to use this to kind of represent how we are before we believe and have the Holy Spirit put into us and have that life, new life. We don't have that. If we don't have that, this is kind of what it looks like. Right? We can't shine for the Lord Jesus. What does it mean to shine for him? What does it mean to shine for the Lord Jesus? There's many ways that we can shine. Somebody help me out here. I don't have my... Somebody know what it means to shine? You know, we sing a song, and I want to sing it here in a little bit, but what does it mean? What's one way you can shine for the Lord Jesus?
To show your love for the Lord Jesus in front of other people.
Absolutely. Live for him so that others can see Christ in us. You know, we got almost out of time. You know, telling other people about the Lord Jesus, being happy, living a Christian life the way we should. Telling others and being a light wherever we go, you know, each in our small corners, wherever we're at. You know, I want to sing a song, and it's going to get dark here. Just don't get scared. It's going to get dark. I want to sing a song. And I want, but before we do that, I want you to take this, and I want you to break it. All right? Now, when I say break it, I mean, like that. Okay? And I want you to shake it up. And if you can't break it, I got helpers that can help you break it. I want you to take it and make it from lifeless now to be a light that you can shine. This is just represents you shining for the Lord Jesus. But first, you have to have that smiley face, right? You have to believe that the Lord Jesus died for you. You personally, not just for your family, not for, it's you personally. While everybody's breaking theirs, let's get them all lit up. If anybody needs one, they're kind of hard to break. Let me help you here. That's
the old one on the side.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Okay, and I'd love to see some lit up in the back rows as well. All right, each in our small corner where they're at. All right, feel free to keep them going. All right, so I want to sing a song that we often sing. Jesus bids us shine. Now, when we come to know him, may we each shine for him and tell others about that same love that was shown to us. Right? In our small corner, whether it's at work, whether you kids are just playing together. You know, I had a conversation with I keep forgetting about the clock. We'll just sing it. How about that? Let's sing Jesus Bids Us Shine. Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light, like a little Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank thee so much for thy great love. Thy love so great that thou wouldst come. Thou wouldst say, here am I, send me. Thou wouldst come to this world to give thy life for sinners such as we were. We thank thee for the life thou hast given us. We would earnestly cry to thee, Lord Jesus, for anyone here in their seats that hasn't yet come to know the Lord Jesus, hasn't put their faith and trust, hasn't believed that the work that was done at Calvary was for them. We pray that they would not have rest until they come to know thee, put their faith and trust in thee. We just ask a blessing now the rest of the day. We give thee thanks so much. Again, praying for Zoe. We ask these things, thanking thee in thy precious and thy worthy name we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.